not just anyone gets to be buried at Arlington National Cemetery. The same holds true for this little cemetery down some back roads in northwestern Alabama. It's a who's who that's buried here. And the story is today's edition of the American Countryside, brought to you by Radiate. Apply either foliar or in furrow. Radiate makes all the difference for a wide variety of crops. Talk to your CPS dealer today about Radiate.
Roots. They're your crop's foundation. Your success depends on them. Your roots can make or break you each season. Take charge of your roots this season with Radiate from Crop Production Services. Designed to give your crop a stronger, more robust foundation for yield and quality. Radiate can make all the difference for your crop this season. Learn how Radiate makes all the difference at your local Crop Production Services retailer today. Always read and follow label directions.
This March, wildfires whipped across Oklahoma, Kansas, Texas, and Colorado.
It's worse now than it was when it was burning, because now they know how bad it is and they know how hard it is going to be to come back from that.
The Howard G. Buffett Foundation has teamed up with the Farm Journal Foundation to match $1 million in relief. To find out how you can help, visit wildfirereliefund.org. That's wildfirereliefund.org.
In 1937, Key Underwood decided to bury his beloved coondog Troop at a favorite hunting spot on the edge of the Freedom Hills Wildlife Management Area. He erected a marker to honor his old friend.
It was a medium-sized stone, and it was part of an old chimney that had fallen close by. And he just went over, picked up a stone that had fallen from the chimney, chiseled Troop's name, when he was born and when he died.
As Suzanne Hamlin explains, that simple stone remains part of what is today the only coondog cemetery in the nation. The markers and names are fitting of those buried here.
Well, I like Lulu a lot. I think that was a cool name. And High Pocket, I like. And High Pocket has a little coondog positioned on top of the monument.
In some ways, this is the Arlington National Cemetery for coondogs. Not just anybody gets a plot here.
We have a fair number of burials. There will be 3 or 4 burials a year here now. And you have to qualify your dog to be buried here. You can't just come out here and dig a hole and bury the dog. It has to go through a group that oversees the burials.
You truly get out in the country to see this site, free of course, to pay respect to about 300 of the best and most loved of their kind.
You know, in the South, you don't walk over a grave. And so even here in this world's only coondog cemetery, you find yourself treating it in a respectful way. It does look like a human cemetery almost. The graves are a little closer together, but with all the flowers here, you can see that all these dogs were loved.
Traveling the countryside at the Coondog Cemetery near Tuscumbia, Alabama, I'm Andrew McCrae.